Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What seemed like a good idea at the time, but definitely was not.
I've had a lot of those.
So I bought a pair of leather pants, and it really seemed like a good idea. And I wore them yesterday to work, first time, and I got trapped in them.
It also sounded like a windbreaker walking down the hallway when you were
okay, by leather, I mean low-grade pleather, okay? They weren't the highest of quality. But what happened is I had a gift card from Christmas, and I was, like, going through a website, and I was like, okay, I'm going to order some stuff. And, you know, I've lost, like, 15 pounds since November.
That's awesome.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get those leather pants. I'm going to feel good about myself.
You do that.
And so they came in, and I put them on, and I was like, okay, they're a little weird around the ankle cuff area, because they were just pleather from top to bottom. And yesterday, I don't know, our afternoon guy, Jamie, he turns the heat on in here.
Yeah.
And it just got a little sweaty. And so I had a moment like Ross out of Friends where I like went down the hall to the restroom and I thought I was going to have to phone a friend for help.
Was I going to be that friend
no,
on the list? Thank God.
I didn't know who. Like, I don't even know. And so I was like, I can't get these things pulled back up.
Yeah.
And so like I had to contemplate for a while. I tried to sponge off with some paper towels. Like, I didn't know what to do. And I eventually got them back up. But it turns out leather or pleather pants were not a good idea.
You should probably carry baby powder next time you wear those things around.
I will never wear them again. No, you know what? I'll get low on laundry and desperate, and you'll just see me show up in them again, and I'll just be like, no, that's fine. I don't need to worry about these.
I mean, the good thing is you don't even have to put them in the wash. You could just clean them with Windex.
Yeah, I know, right? We put it up on Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz. Roberto said as a teenager, they thought it was a good idea to put their shorts in the oven to dry.
Oh,
that's actually a fire hazard. And then Crystal, I feel like you'll feel her. She said getting married the first time.
Yeah. That was probably tops on my list because as soon as it was official, it all just went downhill from there.
She said the second time was better, though.
Oh, okay. So there's still hope?
Yeah. 503-733-5105.
Been divorced three times. And after you've been divorced three times, you kind of have to start wondering who the idiot really is. So the woman I'm with now, she refuses to marry me, says she's not going to become number four. And if we don't get married, then she can't become number four.
I mean, that's fair enough.
Yeah, she's very on, and it's the longest relationship I've had. So there you go. You know, maybe that's what makes it work.
You know what I think makes it work?
What's
naked
that?
Jumping jacks. And I don't even mean that. Like, it's not an attractive thing, but I literally, in my marriage, whenever my husband and I, we start to get in a fight, the other person will, like, strip down and start to do naked jumping jacks. And, like, we're in our 30s.
Yeah.
Nothing's where it's supposed to be. It's not. It's just funny. And the other person will start laughing. I think the technical term is avoidance.
Yeah.
But it just works for us.
Look away. That's all I can think of. I'm sorry.
Look away. Well, you do look away. Don't look at me like, no.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Right, I love that.
Anyways, what seemed like a good idea at the time, but definitely was not?
That probably was not the best idea.
You don't know until you try it, okay? I bought a pair of leather pants because I thought I'd look really cool. And then yesterday at work, I got stuck in them.
Yeah, you did.
It was like the scene out of Friends with Ross. I didn't know what I was going to do. 503-733-5105.
Low-rise jeans in the early 2000s.
Oh, they were the worst. I am mom jeans for life.
I don't know why they were a thing, but apparently they're coming back in style.
I don't have the hip bones to keep them up. They got to come up to at least belly button. I am shaped awkwardly. They would just slide down, and then they were just, oh, it was bad.
You should probably just start wearing parachute pants.
I could.
Or JNCOs.
Yes.
Oh, that's my jam. You know what? I'm going to just stay with leggings. Avoid all pants.
We could all fit in one leg of JNCOs.
We could.
What seemed like a great idea at the time, but definitely was not. I bought some leather pants, thought I'd look good, wore them yesterday to work, and got trapped because I couldn't get them back on.
That's so true. It happened.
I thought I was going to have to call someone for help. It was embarrassing. We put it up on social media, 105 won the buzz. Sean said dropping out of college.
Yeah, I could see where that might be a regrettable decision, but you can always go back.
Yeah, I know some people, though, they went like 3 years and then they dropped out and they owe more in student debt than I do. And I always feel really bad for them. And then Dottie said going back to an old job.
Yeah, I if you leave on your own accord, why go back to the well? Sometimes it's just not worth it.
I mean, only if they offer you a lot of money.
Yes, yes, all the money.
Dating one of my best guy friends.
Oh. Now, are they still one of your best guy friends?
Not at the moment. We've decided, since we broke up, it's almost been 2 years actually, that we needed space to get over each other. And that way, when the time is right and we could be friends again, you know, it happens. If not, then it doesn't happen. But it does suck because it's someone that's been in my life for 10 plus years.
Man.
Have you both moved on to other relationships now?
Yes, we have. Which actually is really funny because the person he moved on with was the person he told me not to worry about.
Oh.
Which I don't hold anything to it because we didn't work out for a reason. We just haven't been able to be friends again yet.
I'm going to tell you something. The older I get, the worse of a friend that I am. I become a little bit of a recluse. I stop texting people back. And it is just way low maintenance now, you know?
Yeah, I've
lost. I talk to my mom. I talk to Mike. And I talk to my husband and my four-year-old. That's it. No one else.
I talk to you, my roommate, and my dog. So.
Yeah, like, friends, what is that? Yeah. Like, maybe once we can go out and hang out and do things again, maybe I'll have friends.
I still don't want to talk to people then.
I'll just like your Instagram picture.
That's how I show my support in friendship.
I do too.
Oh, through Instagram?
Yes. Or a retweet. It really means a lot when people go above and beyond.
It says, hey, I'm thinking about you.
I'm putting in minimal effort. We give terrible life advice.
Yeah, we do.
What seemed like a good idea at the time, but definitely was not.
Tweezing my own eyebrows when I was in eighth grade right before picture day.
Oh. Now, I don't know if you're the same age as me, but way back in the, like, 2005 era, it was trendy to have those skinny eyebrows, and I think we all did some serious damage.
Oh, for sure. I always say that the 90s ruined so many people's eyebrows. I mean, you can't get them back.
I never tweezed my eyebrows, but the first thing I ever had to shave was my eyebrows. So that happened to me in eighth grade.
Well, that was so you could have two.
Right.
We're still on board with that. There's a difference between over-tweezing and having two.
Yeah.
Did you have to go back and do the thing with the pencil eyeliner and draw them in real thin?
No, I didn't. See, what I did is, like, I actually over-tweezed on, like, the side of it. So, like, my eyebrows started in, like, the middle of my eye. So embarrassing.
I've been there, like, 3 weeks before I got married. My husband talked me into getting my eyebrows waxed at a store where I'm not going to say the name, but you can get your haircut in the front, but you could also buy meat or pants while you're there.
Oh, man.
And so I let them wax my eyebrows, and they did the left, and then they did the right, and then they did the left again. And I should have known something was up because they didn't hand me, like, a mirror to look at.
They didn't do the right again either.
No, so I got in the car, you know, to head home with all my groceries, and I was missing part of my left eyebrow. It was completely gone. Mm. And so for my actual wedding, if you look at the pictures, it looks like I'm wearing stickers above my eyes. What seemed like a good idea at the time, but actually was a terrible decision.
Well, I worked at a certain crustacean house. We won't mention any names. And one of my jobs was to put those lobsters in the tank. But I took the rubber band off, and it pinched me. And I screamed and it let go. I was lucky. I could have lost some digits.
Did you know the lobster was alive?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You know, I've never handled a lobster or dealt with one in a tank. I didn't realize they were that strong. I just thought, you know, I've seen, like, the Little Mermaid. You know what I mean? And they always get, like, a little boo-boo or whatever with the crab. I didn't know. They can do serious damage?
Sebastian's much more friendly than your average lobster.
Oh. Well, he's a crab. Maybe that's the difference.
Oh, I think that's also true. But there's a reason the rubber bands are on the claws.
Right.
Oh.
Don't try this.
Don't worry. I won't. I'm actually scared of all the crunchy things that live in the water.
Yeah?
I had an aunt growing up that said lobster is the cockroach of the sea.
Oh.
And that really stuck with me.
But it's really delicious.
Ugh. I'll take your word for it. What seemed like a great idea at the time, it definitely was not. I wore leather pants yesterday thinking I look good. And then I got stuck in them, like the episode where Ross is on Friends and he can't pull them back up.
Yeah.
It got a little weird. 503-733-5105. We put it up on social media. 105.1 The Buzz. Sean said dropping out of college.
Yeah, but you can always go back. There's still hope.
Matt said taking back an ex.
Yeah, they're an ex for a reason, buddy.
And Alicia, I feel this, becoming an adult.
If I could give that back, I would go right back to being like 18 senior year of high school and stay there.
Oh, you'd go back to high school?
Yeah.
I'd go back to like third grade, living that rent-free life, getting a juice box on demand. Those were the days.
Cut my own bangs, and it wasn't like I expected.
I mean, it always seems like a good idea to cut bangs. I think at any time there's like an emotional upheaval or turmoil in our lives, we just want to cut bangs. And for very few of us does it work out well.
Oh, well, I'm glad I'm not the only one, but it's like I cut them too short and my face was round. It was not good.
The more you trim, the shorter that they get. And I feel like we always have this vision that we're going to look like Anne Hathaway and The Devil Wears Prada, and we don't. And what I did to get rid of that urge is I actually got on Amazon and I bought clip-in bangs. And whenever I think I want bangs, I clip them in and I wear them around the house. And it reminds me of how sweaty my forehead is and why this is a terrible decision.
Well, man, I need to do that. I didn't know they were clip-in bangs. You just saved me. Saved my hair.
They have them at Sally's, too. I don't know, you know, the Sally's beauty supply. I've got a couple pairs, depending on what color my hair is.
You have a lot of fake hair.
Oh, my gosh. I live for it. I love it so much. And they're only like $7.99, so it really saves you a lot in the long run.
I guess so.
What seemed like a good idea at the time, but definitely was not, I was feeling myself, and I wore a pair of leather pants to work yesterday.
Oh?
And it turns out that wasn't smart because I got trapped in the bathroom because like the episode of Friends with Ross, I couldn't pull him back up.
You were down there for a solid 20 minutes.
I know. I almost called somebody. I was like, what do I do? I was using like paper towels to try to like get the moisture off my legs.
So glad you didn't call me.
You can go and comment up on our social media, 105.1 The Buzz, Liz and Mike in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.